Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Why do so many dogs die before their time? Actress and dog activist Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete by Badlands Ranch is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including premium protein-packed beef, nutrient-dense organ meat, heart-healthy salmon, gut-healthy vegetables, and several superfoods vital to your dog's health. And because high heat cooking can add unhealthy things to your dog's food, Superfood Complete uses air drying, so it gets cooked low and slow. This means it has the convenience of kibble, but the health benefits of whole foods. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible benefits, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 right now to get up to 50% off your order and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's badlandsranch.com/save50 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary.
Hey, what's up? Welcome to the show. Feeling good with Duddy. That's me. Let's go.
Hello, everybody. We're back. Episode 2, Season 2. You got it. Feeling good with Duddy. We've got an amazing show today. New segments. No more words. Scary Zone. An old segment, Poopersville, with a new name, Bandcamp, and so much more. We've got an amazing guest, Joel Jimenez. But before that, let's get to the man, the host, Duddy B.
Hello, hello. That is right. We are back. And as always, this episode is brought to us by Koi CBD, an amazing product. Go to koicbd.com and you put in code DuddyB at checkout and you will get 20% off your order. As always, and like Jake said, we got a great show for us today, a great guest, Joel Jimenez. And if you are listening to this and you are enjoying this show, please give us a comment, give us a review, tell some friends. It helps us keep this show going. It helps us get noticed more if you actually leave some comments and give us some good reviews. So yeah, go ahead and do that. Other than that, I cannot wait to get to this episode today. We've got Joel Jimenez, Joel Berg, from one of me and my brother's favorite podcasts. He's in the band for the Kill Tony podcast. And if you're not listening to this podcast, yeah, you're blowing it.
You're fucking nuts. Let's tell
give
them
a little breakdown, Jake.
Dude, Kill Tony podcast. So what this is it's live at the Comedy Store in LA every Monday, which is obviously a comedy spot, right? It's a podcast hosted by comedian Tony Hinchcliffe, and he'll have some comedian guests come in. And what he does is he allows the live audience, if they would like to, they sign up, they put their name on a piece of paper, it goes into a bucket. Tony, the host, will pull names out of the bucket all night long, and the guests that are in the audience can come up and do 1 minute of uninterrupted stand-up comedy. Sometimes they're funny, sometimes they're fucking horrible. Either way, it's awesome, because then the person who does the comedy stands on stage for however long that Tony and the rest of the guests on the stage want to berate that person, basically. So it's like a long form interview with each guest that comes up and does comedy, and it's usually hilarious. Now, here's where Joel Berg comes in. Joel Jimenez, our guest, he is the drummer of the live band. It's the Kill Tony band, and the band is as big a part of the show as anyone. They all chime in with jokes, and they dress up in different costumes every night, and they basically take on the personality of the costumes they're wearing. It's a fucking shit show, and it's the best shit show ever, and Duddy and I listen to it insanely.
Yeah, I love it. It's one of my favorite podcasts. So I don't know. Should we just get up into it?
Yeah, we just wanted you to know what we were dealing with today. So let's just do it. Let's bring him in. Joel Jimenez. Joel Berg. Get in here. Yeah. Yeah. Hello. Did we do a good job of explaining the show?
Honestly, I didn't listen to any of that. I was just, yeah, no, yeah, I think so. It was great.
Oh, yeah. I thought I heard you just laughing out. You guys were talking.
I was just worried I was going to miss my cue.
Oh, man.
Not show up, but here we are. Yeah, I think that was good. Thank you for the wonderful intro. Thank you for having me here. I'm roaring on some coffee.
Nice. You are. I've got my like third cup right here ready to go, so I'll be with you.
Well, he's gripping the coffee. Yeah. he's got it, dude. It's coming out the top. He's squeezing it.
That's right.
You drove here from, let's get into it. I want our guests, I want our listeners to just know everything about you, and then we'll just start going into segments and talking shit. So Duddy and I are super stoked to have you, dude. We watch all the shows. You're fucking hilarious.
Thanks.
Even our wives. And dude, Duddy's, for the listeners, Duddy's brother-in-law is sitting out in the lobby. He's never even come here before, but he listens to Kill Tony so much that he's like, can I come when Joelberg comes in? So we're psyched to have you.
He didn't treat
me
like that.
Yeah. He's out there trying to act like a human. He's like, hi, Tyler. Yes. Don't fuck up. No. But anyway, so we got you here and we're stoked. And let's just talk about where'd you grow up? Where'd you grow up?
I'm from Frogtown, like Northeast LA, by Dodger Stadium. So I'm in between like the 2 freeway and the LA River, like near Echo Park, nice. Near Atwater, that sort of area.
Just mixed it. And you're proud of it. I could tell you got your Northeast hoodie on.
Gotta let these gentrifiers know, man.
So born and raised and still there.
Yeah, still
that's
there.
That's awesome.
Man.
That's sick.
Pretty dope.
So yeah, I mean, that's pretty local. We born and raised in Orange County too, Huntington Beach, and still there. So
still lurking. Man.
When I was a kid, all I ever heard about Huntington was that there were racist surfers.
There's that.
Back in the day, man, there was a full on.
It
like,
wasn't so much the surfers. No. There were skinheads.
There was a full skinhead phase that went down, and even like I think it was a 4th of July one year where like there was like a full like skinhead Nazi-ish riot like downtown Huntington.
When
like,
Daddy and I were younger, and we're Jewish kids, so obviously our mom's like, don't go towards the pier.
I'm like, don't worry,
like,
mom.
They don't know.
I'm blonde hair and blue eyes. I'm camouflaged. They think I'm one of them.
Jews.
Like, I like that you said obviously. Yeah.
You're like,
cut to you
fucking,
guys with curls.
Yeah.
Like, he's obviously fucking Jew. I don't know. But, yeah, so you know, it was like a thing. There was straight edge and skinheads, and they all hung out.
It was the neo Nazis.
It was, and they all hung out at the pier, like Main Street, Huntington Beach, and there was like fights. I remember there was a straight edge corner, a skinhead corner, and when we would go down there with our family or whatever, you would notice it. Like, hey, there's 20 obviously straight edge dudes on the corner, and 20 Nazis over here.
I want to see the straight edge Nazis.
It was a strange
Nazis.
Vibe. Yeah. Oh, dude. I don't know. There might have been some crossover. They dress similar.
And you know what's funny is a lot of the kids I knew in high school that were like the straight edge kids are all the kids now. Not all. I can't say all. But a lot of them are like fucked up now.
Wow.
Like got super into drugs and just did some bad shit or in jail and all that. And you're
it's
like
extremes.
Dude.
You heard it here, kids. Do drugs.
We went dark.
That's okay.
He's like, I heard that there was Nazis and we should have been like, no. We were like, yes, lots of Nazis.
No,
yeah,
man,
they
the
were
truth,
everywhere.
Dude,
other than that, just a bunch of people walking around fucking saying, hang loose, bro.
It was.
It's really
what
nice.
I like. I like that. Yeah. Part.
There was both, but now it's, I don't even know what it is now. I call it the Jersey Shore of the West almost now.
Okay.
It's not quite, but there's a lot of just buff
it
and
is.
Just tribal tats.
But you know
just...
what? I find that like with anywhere, like obviously, yes, there's a lot of that in Huntington. But with wherever you go, there's also some really cool fucking people.
There's
some rad places. Mostly there's awesome some great people. Restaurants. It's a beautiful place. There's some really cool people. You know,
great comedy.
There, but there is also the other scene that kind of gives it a bad name. Sometimes,
you don't even
but.
Know how in my head I am about starting with that. Why would I start this?
Yeah.
But thanks for shitting on my hometown. I appreciate it.
He's a real funny guy. I just enjoy his comedy. Oh, dude. But it's true. And well, fuck, it's funny. And there, like you said, there is a good comedy scene. So there's Gallagher's, which every Thursday night has comedy night. And dude.
Oh,
I've probably
God.
Gone to 500 comedy nights at Gallagher's.
Totally.
I know you used to go to.
Yeah.
It is. Huntington Beach is great. And now it's got the, what's that fucking place?
The Rec
Glow
Room?
Zone, the Rec Room.
Oh, I love the Rec Room.
Yeah,
those guys
there.
Are cool. Yeah,
it's a cool
Kenny Weber, I think he hosts there. What's the other? Never mind. Who cares?
I got a bunch of friends. I saw the Sklar Brothers there recently.
Really?
Oh, we had them on.
Okay,
yeah,
dope.
Dude, yeah, they're came funny, on the show.
Yeah, they were rad. They were super cool.
Awesome.
So we're down.
Yeah,
that's what
yeah.
I'm trying to show wow. you.
And then obviously not too far is the Irvine Improv, which is great.
Yeah, I think I've done that spot too. That's at the Spectrum.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
So yeah, awesome. there's quite a few good spots for comedy in Orange County. It's awesome.
Yeah, I find myself driving out here more and more often. Like, where'd I go? The Shanghai Room even had one, like, for a little while.
That?
It's like a dive bar kind of. Okay. I'm not exactly sure where. Yeah. I just throw it into Waze and
yeah. Exactly.
Are dive bars fun to do?
They can be.
They can't. It seems like
if the crowd's right.
Yeah, it can be like cat wrangling. You know, like sometimes people don't give a fuck that you're there. Yeah. They don't care. You gotta like, I don't know.
They're just trying to talk over you so they can try
yeah,
and hit on chicks.
Or they're trying to watch the game or whatever.
Oh,
and you're
that's gnarly.
It sucks, you know?
I remember being in bands and yep. you're playing at Little Play and the game's on and people, you're like, dude, turn the game off.
No,
I can
I
imagine
love
doing
it.
Comedy yeah. and they've got a basketball, yeah. football, oh, whatever.
I yeah. remember playing Bro. little like dive bars and shit and then like, you know, you're in your little zone and next thing you know, the whole crowd goes crazy and you're like, oh, they love us. And you look up and they're all looking at the screen cheering. Like,
yeah, you're like
their
oh.
team just won. You're like, oh, they don't give oh, a fuck man. That we're here.
Meaningless.
So
tangenty though. So yeah, growing up in Frogtown, yes. which I fucking love yeah. that. No, tangents are welcome here. We'll go on many more of them. And then, so we know you're a drummer.
Yeah.
And I know you're into skateboarding. We have a little thing called Skate Gang
cool.
that we do on the show, which
oh, yeah.
we don't really do tricks and shit. We're old now and over. Yeah. But we skate a lot and we yeah. film it and we
I
hashtag
go
Skate Gang. That's what
Dope.
We do.
I love it.
But
can I come along?
Dude,
we were
going
to ask you to join the Skate Gang.
We want you
yeah.
to be in the gang.
Oh, I'm fucking in, dude.
Yeah.
Our goal is we have a song that we're going to fucking record, Skate
okay.
Gang, which
everyone
you know, if
knows
you want
that
a
what's
verse,
out.
Dude, if
you've
got a
knows
verse,
that what's
Skate Gang.
Everyone knows that what's out.
We got a song.
That's
not a big deal. It's sick and dope, but it's not a big deal. And then we're going to do a skate meetup, too, where we, you know, whatever, meet up with someone here and skate for like 2 miles on a beach.
Okay. Love it.
We'll let you know everything.
Love it. I'm in.
What was your life like in Frogtown growing up?
Yeah.
Playing, were you in, I'm assuming you were in bands and
yeah.
shit
yeah,
and
yeah,
skateboarding
for sure.
and just.
Uh-huh. Was like punk bands?
Yeah, for
okay.
sure. Yeah. I just started skating at like 12, I think. And then, started playing drums at 14. My parents got me a kit for Christmas when I turned 14.
Mm-hmm.
And like within 4 months or something, I was playing like Ramones at the talent show and
nice.
Rancid and My Poor Neighbors.
Oh, yeah.
They had to
oh,
hear
yeah.
me fucking when I was bad, dude.
That was our house.
That was
dude.
Our house, too.
My
our
mom
poor
would
neighbors.
Bake like bread and brownies and shit to give to the neighbors so they wouldn't call the cops.
Yeah.
And,
oh, that's nice.
That's fucking. We didn't do that. We should have done that.
Yeah.
The cops
yeah.
did come.
Really?
Oh, we did it for years. I was the drummer. Daddy was ripping with it. We had two bands that would
okay.
practice in our garage at all
and
times.
No, man. We had no.
It's
we
nuts.
Didn't give a fuck. You just
oh,
turned
no,
it
dude,
up.
No.
Dude.
It was punk
yeah.
bands.
Smoking dirty ass
oh,
weed.
Dude, totally.
And fucking drinking Bacardi orange.
Oh, yeah.
And then coming home at like 3 in the morning from a show and then opening the garage,
yeah.
unloading the shit.
You got fucking 10 dudes in the fucking driveway.
That's fucking funny.
Yep. Dude, I had like friends like coming around drunk and like falling asleep on like the grass in front of my house
oh,
and
yeah.
shit like that. Or.
That's cool. You had a similar,
very similar
upbringing yeah, yeah, yeah. to us, dude, with that.
Yeah, I was really lucky to grow up around a lot of musicians. Like,
yep.
you know, I never
Likewise.
Like, yeah, I mean, I dropped out of school in the 10th grade and I would just fucking just play music. That was like all I wanted.
Yep.
That was the goal.
Drumming always?
Drumming. I sang for a punk band called mm-hmm. One Against One for a little while. My so like a big influence on me when I was a kid was this guy named Doug Carrion. I met him when I was a kid. I was an intern at Suburban Noise Records. They did
yeah.
like the Cottonmouth Kings and all that. And Doug was in the Descendants and he played bass on Enjoy and was in the circle. He's from Hermosa. So he kind of took me under his wing.
Is he
and
still in the Descendants?
No, he's they just brought back like a Dag Nasty sort of like band called Field Day. So they're touring
okay.
like with Dag Nasty again. But he's in the documentary and stuff, but mm-hmm. he was the vice president of sales and marketing at Suburban Noise. And I would just go as a kid and stuff envelopes and bother them and fucking hang out and flyer the Key Club and stuff before mm-hmm. it was like open. And he kind of just took me under his wing and we did like a record where I like sang, he played guitar and bass. And then we had this guy, Tom Braden, who I think was in the Dwarves at the time. We just like came in and did drums to like a click and we put a band together. I took the CD to like my high school and found people to learn the songs and play. And that was like the
Shit,
goal, you know,
nice.
I painted
yeah.
his fence around his house to pay
yeah.
for it, you know, like
hustling.
I don't know where the fuck I was going with that, but yeah, so just playing a band. So I sang for that band, but I was also just drumming, you know, there wasn't a lot of drummers in my high school. Everybody played guitar. Everybody played
yes.
bass. So there was like me and maybe three other dudes. And so you're playing all kinds of shows in like rap rock groups.
And it's tough to find a good drummer.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
If you're like a good drummer, there'll be multiple people that want.
So I loved it at the time. I did it all, man. Just
that's awesome.
For everybody, but yeah.
When did like comedy become a thing?
So like my whole life I loved it, but I thought comedians were superheroes. I was like, man, dude, you can't do that.
It seems impossible.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just going to get up there and fucking talk and everyone's going to be entertained and love me.
Like, and also we were watching at our, I don't know how old you guys, I'm 32. I'll be 33 this month, but,
we're older than you.
Okay. So, sorry to bring it up. I'm feeling the caffeine right now too. And I'm fucking chatty.
No, good.
So I was watching like Carlin and stuff and being that's impossible. You know, you're just watching the best. Because all the comedy we were watching was just the best. There was no YouTube.
If there was big special on, it was the top of the top. And HBO special. Yeah. Like it was a thing.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. There's no way to see like an
there wasn't like all these just fucking Netflix specials and Comedy Central half hours every, like it wasn't that.
For sure. Or just YouTubing some guy at a bar.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. So I'll connect that to music too. Like if... first thing that made me want to play drums was the Ramones, because I was like, well, that's easy. I can figure that out.
Yep.
If it was like Rush or something, I don't know if I would have ever started playing or thought that I could do it, right?
Yeah.
I digress.
That's with comedy you're saying. This
Thing. So I'm playing music, blah, blah, blah. I drop out of school, and then I'm just like fucking up for years from like 17 to like 21. I start working at the skate park in my neighborhood. I ran the skate park in Frogtown for like almost 10 years.
Oh, nice.
And just kind of... sort of no direction. And then I always wanted to act and do all that. And there was a flyer for like an open audition for this play that they were writing about Frogtown. So my mom got it to me. I went to the audition. I got that part. And through doing that show, like directors were like passing my name around. So I started doing theater.
Shit.
Through theater, I met this guy who did improv. And they were teaching these free improv classes in Boyle Heights, like in East LA. So I started going to those, and then through doing that, I was like, oh, shit that I'm saying does make people laugh. This is possible. So then started writing for 3 months, went to my first open mic, and then podcasts. I started hearing people talk about comedy and breaking it down. And so this was like, I just hit 8 years in December. But so through that, just slowly, boom, started going to open mics. And
that's awesome.
30 or 24-ish, you started kind of doing,
I guess,
comedy,
so. Yeah, yeah, something like that. Yeah, kind of late, but. For, you know, whatever. Yeah, but, I see these young kids and I'm like, damn, you're going to be a phenom.
Well, the comedy's insane right now.
It is.
It's like, it's, you know, it used to be like everybody knows someone who's in a band. That's how it
for
felt.
Sure.
Well, now it's like comedy. Everyone knows someone who's a comedian almost at this point, because you can. There are comedy spots everywhere now.
Yeah. I think it's the same with music now. It's like to put out a actual full length, good like album that was going to be produced onto a CD and sound good.
Nearly impossible.
20 years ago,
when we were
that
kids.
Was like you had to have backing for that shit.
Or you can do it on your phone.
Now everyone can do it. Exactly. So now everyone's got a band, and you can hear every fucking thing. And it's the same with comedy. Yeah. It's like you can just start your own podcast, record it in your bedroom, and put it out.
For sure. Yeah, there was like an old joke that people would say back in the day. You'd say I do comedy to someone, and they would go, "Oh, I like comedy." Then a few years went by, they go, "I do comedy." They go, "My brother does comedy, or my uncle." Mm-hmm. Then now you go, "I do comedy," and they go, "Me too."
Yeah,
oh, like, oh totally.
Fucking, you know, everywhere. But yeah,
that's cool. I find a lot. It seems to me that a lot of comedians were musicians at one point. That's like, and especially I find that listening to the Kill Tony show, like when they're always doing the background on whoever came up and did their minute. It's like, well, what do you do for fun besides this? I feel like 90% of the time it's like, well, I play a guitar or I play drums and then you have to do the drum off
and I start sweating.
You got to come out with like
you usually
a flaming
just
dildo
smoke
on
everyone
and,
though, which is
I've gotten to the point and I've gone against some like really skill's not going to cut it for me, because there are 3-year-olds who are better than me. Now you go on YouTube, like people are super technical.
Oh, dude, there's some kids out there now. But, yeah, like, come on.
Doing Rush.
But already. I'm ready to fucking, I'll eat a chair if I have to.
None of these people that come up on stage are ready to take all their fucking clothes off and spin it around.
Yeah.
I've seen a couple dudes that I'm like, okay, those are good beats, but they didn't have the
but
showmanship.
But it's not entertaining.
Nowhere near it.
Like,
I think the greatest, my buddy Anthony Drinkwater, shout out to him. He runs the sound at the Comedy Store when our main guy isn't there. But like that was a roughie. I went against 2 in one night.
Oh wow!
And, there were some good ones.
Yeah, I mean he's amazing, dude. Like so, but you know, I beat him based on like entertainment. But he's fucking incredible.
He's
I need to take lessons
drummer.
From the guy. Actually, I gotta hit him up.
No, you do it. Keep the free flowing style.
Yeah,
lessons will fuck with your
that's
shit.
That's right. They say that about what's homeboy from The Who? Oh my God, they're gonna kill me right now.
Star, wait,
Fuck Pete.
No, I'm thinking Pete. Ringo. No. Holy shit!
Oh my God, this is bad.
Why can't I think of his name? Drummer of The Who. You Pete. Bastards! Nobody, at least nobody else in here is remembering it. That's making Jesus me feel.
It's not even on the tip of my tongue.
I know, this is sad. Oh my God,
it's nowhere to be found.
Anyway, they said felt bad that they made him play to a clique that he like was like neutered from that point on.
Oh
he was
yeah,
sort of like
because he would just do those crazy, ridiculous drum. You have to Google
this
it at
is
this
fucking
because I
want
to fucking hang everybody.
Ashton's trying to mouth it to me, but I can't.
Heath Moon.
That's right. How do you forget? That's like a very
Jesus
memorable
Christ.
Name, too. Jeez.
All right, internet, do your thing.
Come
man.
On,
fuck
they're gonna
you.
Hate us.
All right,
on
I said
us.
Star. That was close.
That was actually.
They're both in the fucking solar
system.
They're both in space.
They're both in space.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, dude. They're both spacey.
Oh man, you know what,
I'm like,
dude?
I'm reading texts now. That's where I'm at. Fucking
when
late.
you fucking just can't think of somebody's name and then you fucking hear it. You know what? That feels good.
Oh, it does. Yeah.
Oh,
I'm
fucking
speaking
segue of feeling
captain over
good.
Here. Woo. He thinks he cleverly gets us into the sponsor read every time, and he's really proud of himself.
Oh yeah, thank you. Speaking of feeling good, we've got some sponsors on this podcast, yeah. And as always, Koi CBD. This is an amazing product. I say it every time. I love the CBD drops. I take them every single morning. I love the way it makes me feel. It honestly just kind of takes a little stress off of my day. And if you got any aches and pains, this will help you. If you find yourself constantly popping pain pills, Tylenols and Advils and all that. Trust me, try some CBD. You're going to like the effects. It's much more healthy for you. And they fucking taste good.
They do taste
good. They taste delicious. I love all the flavors. And they also have CBD for your pets. So if you love your pets, you go to KoiCBD.com and you put in code DuddyB and you'll get 20% off. If you don't love your pets, don't do it.
Yeah, by all means.
But that's up to you.
If you're
not a dog person, then don't do it. But if you do actually love your pets and if you love your kids, you should get some CBD. If you don't love your kids and your pets, don't do it. That's up to
you.
You
love your pets more than your kids? Cool.
That's most people, I think.
Yeah.
But also, Onnit, another great company with many great products, and that's two N's, ONNIT.com. And if you /Duddy after that, you will get 10% off your order. But this company has so many amazing products. I love the Alpha Brain. I also use that every single day. Me and Jake were just talking. We both started using a new one that we hadn't tried that we love, and it's called the New Mood. And you take it like later in the afternoon. It just kind of helps you chill out at the end of the day and then helps you sleep like through the night. And it works great. I've done it like 3 nights in a row now, and it's nice. You get very relaxed and chill, and then you just sleep fucking perfect. But
New Mood.
They've got so many great things, so many great products. So whatever it is that you're looking for, I guarantee they have it.
Battle robe.
They got all that.
Rash guards if you do jiu-jitsu.
They do.
They got rashies, dude.
They do.
New Mood is critical, though. Duddy and I are fucking assholes. And then we take New Mood, and we're pretty chill dudes.
Yeah, for the most part.
Yeah, all right.
So yeah, onnit.com, two N's, ONNIT.com, /Duddy, 10% off, boom!
Get on it. I like how you do the, and fucking clap your way out. Good job on the sponsors, you did it. But I like how you do the ONNIT.
Well, because I feel like that's the part people will fuck up.
It is.
I put in ONIT, and it because I said two N's.
Remember on the Howard
Stern
movie?
You
got to
get some alpha brain so you fucking remember.
WNBC. And Howard Stern's all, I don't understand. Can't I just say WNBC? And his program manager's all, no, WNBC. And I'm like, that's study. So you're doing something right.
I'm fascinated by that. Like certain ways people talk, like when you go to Disneyland and they have this very like, you know, the way they talk on the
rides. They got a Disney way.
Exactly.
Oh, dude.
Yep.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as 1 day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, But we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
We were just talking about Disneyland, and do you remember like the cruise that was the thing?
The Jungle Cruise?
No, like the cruise that would like that we hang out at Disneyland.
Oh, there's gangs now, Friday night,
Saturday night. She was talking about Toontown Terrorists or some fucking weird shit. Tinseltown Terrorists.
What?
You're not scary.
Terrorists? How dare
Actually,
you?
It is fucking scary. It's creepy. You know what's even
Main
weirder?
Street Elite.
Oh man, I'm gonna piss some people off right now because this is a big crew and this is actually a terrifying crew that I think you don't want this crew.
You're
mad
gonna
at
piss
you.
Some people off.
I'm probably gonna piss some people
are you
off.
Against Joey?
Like the.
Fucking let it happen, dude.
No, this isn't a rant. This isn't a rant. This isn't that yet. It could get there, but like the dude, like the older people who like go like. To do like the pin trading at Disneyland and they collect all the pins and like that's their thing and like and they'll be like middle-aged or even like 40-50 year old people and like they'll go by themselves and like that's their thing. I gotta get the pins and I trade the pins with the other people that have pins.
I don't know much about it. I see them all the time but I don't know enough.
I know that
it.
There's people out there listening. I'm not going. I fucking do that, and I bet it's fun. But I don't know. Dude, I see it. I'm like, really?
40% of
your family. Everybody hates
me. I always talk shit on Disneyland, and people just hate me.
Yeah,
man.
I remember. I love it. You love it.
Do you go a lot? You have a pass?
No. I don't go a lot. But it just smells the same as when I was a kid. You know,
that's
by design.
True. Yes.
I still can't like sleep the night before. I get all.
Oh, that's cool. I wish I had that.
I'll tell you this. I always enjoy it when I'm there. I'm definitely not saying F Disneyland to hell, but you know, the people that it's like, I go 5 times a week.
Yeah, that's a lot.
And I'm
much.
Like, what?
I would get sick of it if I did that. Yeah.
I feel like at that point it's a mall.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, so now I think some people will be on my head. Okay, but you know what is really rad? Okay, one of the reasons that I can't get down with the Disney no more is it's just the lines.
Yeah.
The lines.
Yeah.
No, it's not that.
Yeah, it's like, I get it. I love it. Because I remember when I was a kid, I couldn't fucking sleep the night before.
Oh,
it was the best day ever. Now that I'm older, it's like, and I have kids, so I take them, and they're all pumped. But then we get there, and it's like, they're so pumped to go on a ride. And it's like, before you can do that, you have to wait in this hour and a half line.
Yeah, that's
so,
right.
And it's like, if you want to go on any good ride, you're waiting at least an hour. There's a bunch of little rides you can get on in 10, 15, 20 minutes. For but sure. You want to go on a good ride. Hour.
A marquee.
I got a
ride.
Whole system, man. Yeah.
You got it. Do you get the thing when you can come back later?
Yeah, I do that. But also the app, they have an app that will show you real time waits so you can kind of like.
See, I guess I'm just an amateur Disneyland.
I mean, whatever. It is. We suck at Disneyland. Dude.
You know
what
I? You know what my thing is? Take the kids, go fucking midweek. Go like on a Tuesday afternoon to Knott's. That shit is empty, bro.
Oh,
you're walking
God.
Up in any ride you want, not a line. You might be the only person on the ride.
Oh, my God, dude.
I'll be in and out of there in 4 hours. We went on every ride.
All three of them.
Yeah, no, they got some good ones now.
Like
all right, that
jelly.
Got weird. That
all
got
right,
weird.
Dude.
So I fucking lost some Disney fans, gained some Knott's fans. All right, let's get.
You know what I like to do? OC Fair on a fucking Wednesday, dude.
St. Bono, baby.
$37 hot dog. Let's fucking party.
Dude.
Speaking of Buena Park, I might stop at Portillo's on my way home.
Little
dude.
Portillo's?
Yeah.
Dude.
Italian beef.
Ooh. I might join you.
Should we fucking get into this? First seg?
All right. That's right. We've got a new segment this season, and we're so fucking pumped about it, dude. It's time for, and you know, this is still new, so let's explain it. There's words that we don't need to say anymore, right? That should never be said. This segment is called No More Words.
Yeah. No more fucking stupid words and no.
All right. The word of today is a word that when somebody walks into a room and says this word, It's never true about anyone who's in the room. That's what I've noticed, all right? And the word is fam. You got it, dude. Fam. Hey, what's up, fam? I promise you that no one is related to that person in any
because
room.
Because you wouldn't say that to your family.
No, you'd say, what's up, mom? What's up, dad? What's up, guys?
What's up, idiots?
Dude, I'll tell you right now.
Pieces of shit.
I'll tell you right now. that if one of my kids ever walks into the house to me and says, "What's up, fam? Grounded.
No more knots.
Grounded. No more knots, dude. Fun, that fucking dude. iPhone and iPad's going in the shitter.
You're gonna have to kick it one park down the. Is there a worse park than Knott's?
Yeah, like, it's Adventureland. It's like on the way to Knott's down Beach Boulevard. It's got like so two rides, dude. It's fucking great.
Oh my god, dude. What's up, fam? All right, we're going to Adventureland.
Adventureland. That's right. You heard it.
So, fam, dude. Yeah, I don't know how long fam. I don't feel like fam's been around for. Actually, shit. I remember I was in barber school 5 years ago.
Are you bragging?
I am bragging, but I was. Yeah, I went. Did you go to college? I did, and I graduated in 10 months for $2,700 barber school. But I do remember this is where I was introduced to the word fam, and it was this kid used to come in every day. What's up, fam? And we would all be kind of like. But it was the first time I was hearing fam, yeah. So. I feel like it entered the world five years ago. Is that about
Can
right?
Can you be honest? Did you try to use it ever? At
fam?
Least back when that happened?
I don't think I did. I hated it right away.
I never said fam. If I ever said fam, I did. It was like in a, you know, just, oh, fam. I mean, like make it fun.
It's possible, gotcha. Though.
You know yeah, what I think so. Happened? I think that fam just took the place of son. Remember, what's up, son?
What's up, son?
So then that kind of went away, and then it was, what's up, fam?
I forgot about son.
So I think
that's
son came and went, and fam kind of took son's place, and now it's time for fam to ride off in the sunset.
Fam, yeah. Oh. Wait, I don't even know why.
It didn't even make sense. But
if you just look at someone and go, huh?
Hey.
You did something there. Nope. Under more scrupulous thought, you didn't even make a good joke. So shit. But fam.
Yeah.
Does fam bother you?
It does. But also, I'm thinking about it. It depends whose mouth it's coming out of.
True.
You can smell the authenticity or like see it if it's somebody who's like, if fucking Ghostface Killer calls me fam.
Oh, yeah.
Then I'm stoked.
I'm like, okay, it's all right. But if fucking, you know,
you're actually
Bobby
pumped.
Down
yeah.
at the fucking yeah. Adventureland calls me that, I'm like, all right.
Dude, that makes sense. That totally makes sense.
If someone is cooler than you
that's
and
it.
They say, what's up, fam? That's you're like, it. Hell yeah, dude. I'm in the family with the fucking. Yeah. But if some piece of shit's like, what's up, fam? You're like, nah.
Yeah.
Nah. Makes you think you're in my.
Dude. All right.
Yeah.
All right. I'm looking at
so
the word
differently. So there's boundaries to fam. There's boundaries to fam.
Yeah. If you're cooler than who you're saying it to, you can still say it.
Yeah.
But don't be the lamest person in the room and say, what's up, fam? Because everybody in there is like, no, dude, we're not your family.
Yeah.
Fucking all right. Yeah, I think we did it, buddy.
No more fucking
family words. I went to barber school.
Fade it out, if you know what I mean.
Oh, he's going, let's fade it out. Oh, I just stopped it. No, all right, so that was our new segment, No More Words, and we're super pumped about it.
Before we get into this next segment, hey, Taylor?
Tay-Tay?
I got something for, this is for Jake. Will you pop up that photo I found? Oh, that's our boy right there, Jake.
What is that?
That's a Sasquatch.
Oh, that's you and a Sasquatch.
Oh,
you a believer?
No. I know the guy, but I don't
Vanessa Johnston giving you the likes on there. What's up?
She's a buddy. She's a friend of mine. She was an ex-Kill Tony regular.
She came on the show.
She's been on the show a couple times.
Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
She's the homie. We love her.
I found this. Jake has a thing with the Sasquatch shows and people who say they've seen Sasquatch.
I'm Because
here we go.
It is, and I'm not alone on this. I'm not even going to
just
be the
give
first.
It because if they didn't hear the first time, do say. It again.
All right, I'm just going to say, how much longer will we watch ghostless ghost shows, Sasquatchless Sasquatch shows, and alienless alien shows? That's all I wonder. And I did go on a rant, and I think somebody, a fan, might have asked a question about Squatch, and I was like, I just can't get with it. You got Ghost Hunters or whatever has been on for 37 seasons. Not a shred of evidence. Yeah. Zero ghosts.
Yeah.
So I'm like, would you watch a sport if every game was a tie?
No.
For years on end. You're just like, it's a fuck. No one wins. No ghosts. They keep getting picked. And now we've got Sasquatchless Sasquatch shows. They find hair. Everything's bear related.
Yeah, for sure.
Scratches on the trees, bear. So I've done the you got it, fucking. I heard a growl.
There's a place in, I think it's like Woodland Hills where they do archery, and I was out there and they had a Sasquatch
thing
there. So.
I feel like I'm attacking you now. I'm like, no, you son of a bitch. You guy, sat next to
him. I knew this picture would set him off. I found it and I was like, oh, here we go.
Ghostless
show. This going to set him
and
off.
And then Ancient Aliens, everyone's favorite. Where
well,
you
my get- shit with all that is like, there's enough weird shit on the planet. Like, I saw these like stick bugs the other day and I was like, that's fucking, that's enough.
That, stick yeah, bugs
I don't
are
need
weird.
To look for anything
stick
else.
Stick bugs are fucking
like,
weird.
Yeah, we got those. Those anglerfish with like the light in front
that
of their
is
head
a fucking,
hanging off their
yeah.
head. Weird octopi.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, just fucking zoom in on a picture of a wasp.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
the weirdest yeah. fucking
you're
looking
right.
thing you will
you're
ever
right.
see in
you're
your
right.
life,
you're
dude.
Up.
That
right.
is a
yes,
fucking alien.
Wasp,
that looks like an alien spaceship.
Praying mantis, dude. Hi.
That's
yeah.
not from Earth.
Here. Yeah. yeah, dude. And we get, and I think there is aliens. I mean, I'm sure you're in the same boat. There's a if there
look
is a group.
Look at that. You're telling me that is not a fucking alien?
Is that not enough for you?
Come on. We've seen it. Put that on the alien show.
You just need to go in your front yard, alien
dude,
people.
Not even that, dude. Just your human body. Like, just
look at your
inside
own body.
Of yourself, man.
Dude,
sometimes
dude.
Show
bend
us the
on
inside
over,
of a body.
Bend over. No. Spread your cheeks and fucking look at that
yeah,
shit.
Right.
And be, where did that come from?
You ever just
what
be washing
that?
Your face and you're like, there's a skull under here. It starts to freak you the fuck out.
And I'm gonna now.
When I'm on mushrooms.
That's fine. I know. There's a skull under here.
Oh, I saw on your Instagram, too, when I was creeping out on you, that you have, like, ooh. Were those yeah. your like scorpions?
That happened.
Scorpions and no. your tarantulas.
My
or?
Buddy Ari, my oh, buddy okay. Ari Manis. He's a comic. He's got a scorpion. He had a tarantula just passed, and then a snake. He's got a snake. I got a pet snake too.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Oh look, dude. Well, you might as well pull
bang,
that
dude.
Up.
Look at this dude. Mexican oh. sex symbol right here, dude.
Did they just build that for
Did you?
Did
you just build that because he said he'd be in the skate gang?
Nice.
Oh, look at that. We even gave you your own deck. That means you're pro.
Dude, I actually got him a deck. Jake, give him his deck. I brought a deck.
Oh, yeah.
If you accepted into the skate gang, then I got you a deck.
Oh, my God. You guys are silly.
You a shred oh,
dude. Oh, thank you. This is awesome, dude.
Woo.
Hell yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Member.
New skate gang, new deck.
In the house. This is
for
one
all you other podcasts
moments.
Out there, give gifts.
Yeah. That's
gifts
right.
Gifts are good. Yeah.
Gifts are good.
They go a long way.
Dude.
You know what's funny is I just shit all over aliens and scary shit, and we have a new segment.
I know. I was like, can we get into it? We're going to do it.
Hey, because
hey,
it all could
don't
be
get
real.
Me wrong. Don't get me wrong. I fucking hope there's Sasquatch. I hope there's aliens, and I fucking hope there's ghosts. And I think there are, but we've just never seen them, and there's no fucking evidence.
I'm not a religious man. You know, I'm not a stupid. But I pray. At
I
night,
I
get on my hands and knees, and I pray that there's Sasquatch and that Loch Ness is out there.
I want to see it. I love
it. I want it all.
I'll take it.
Give it all. I haven't seen any proof on the shows. All right, dude, let's scoop right into another brand new segment. And we're so pumped up about this drop, dude.
This we put
season
some
two,
time.
We're coming heavy
we
with
put
the drops,
some time
dude.
Into this drop.
Serious
so
time.
This new segment is called Scary Zone.
This is where we ask our guests
have
to tell
you
scary
ever
stories.
Been scared? Welcome to the Scary Zone.
That's that, okay?
I love it. I'm with it, man.
Performed by Duddy B.
Yeah, that was, you know, took us a time. I wrote that last
can
night.
May I say your best work?
Thank you. Thank you. I think so, too. Awesome. So this is just
the
where we figured, like, man, you know what? I love it. When you meet someone or when your buddy's like, dude, I got a fucking saw an alien. And they tell you the time where they think they saw an alien or they think they saw a ghost or whatever. It's always the best
or
story.
They did.
Or
see
they
an
did.
Alien or, ghost.
Or they did. So we want to hear these stories. And
we asked Joel. He said he's
Joel
got
said
one.
He's got one yeah. when he was young.
And then I got it. And then I got some other shit to say.
Oh, wait,
after
let
that.
Me put tell, when you tell us the story,
gonna
we're just going to give you a little
sound
bit of this.
On my voice. Oh, shit. All right. So I was maybe like five, maybe four or five. And I was in my bathtub, and my bathtub was in the, I don't know how to fucking describe this. There's a door, and the bathtub is here, so, and then there's a hallway outside the door, so things can go past the door when I'm in the bathtub. And so my mom said she heard me going, stop it, to my brother. I was like, she's like, what's wrong? I was like, I go, my, Marquise keeps messing with me, he keeps poking his head into the door, and she goes, your brother's not home.
Oh, shit, dude.
Duddy,
I got some hair standing
Duddy's
up.
Duddy's got some tinglers.
I'll tell you what. That fucking music sets the scene.
You know what? Let's play it out with this.
That was a first segment.
Have you ever been scared?
That was a great
Welcome
first little story. Nice and quick.
To the Scary Zone.
Yeah.
Oh, right on. All right.
Woo. That was the first entry into the scary zone ever.
You're fucking welcome. And then also, I got this like, I always think all that shit can be like explained, right? Like I heard this one, this family thought they were being haunted and they felt like things were sitting on their chest and all this shit was going on. Turns out like there was like a gas leak in their house and they were like going like through carbon monoxide.
They were like hallucinating pretty much.
And all the symptoms were like the same of like being haunted and stuff like that.
You hear a lot of that. It's like so there's houses that have things like that, some minor gas leak or some level of something that used to be allowed back in the day, like a certain level of
that lead in the paint or
exactly,
something.
Exactly, black mold. And it makes people see things and feel weird. And sometimes they attribute it to that a lot of times, you know?
Yeah, but who knows? I don't know.
Who knows?
I
still love the stories. So many people have scary stories. And people that I fucking trust, I know are not liars.
My dad, in any way.
They have full-on ghost stories.
And it's like when they're telling it to you, you can tell like they believe it.
Yeah.
They're not just trying to fucking tell you the story. Like, they're like, no, this is what happened. I'm not saying it was that, but I did see that.
I think that with like Sasquatch and shit, right? Like, people are so afraid. Maybe it's a bear or whatever it is, but in that moment of fear, maybe they black out. They only see like the foot or.
Yeah, and you're already in the forest. That shit's scary.
Yeah.
It is. You're already thinking.
Twigs fuck going the forest. Crack too. Yeah. I love the forest, but it's scary.
Yeah, it's
scary. But
terrifying.
Fuck the forest.
Yeah. You know when the forest is not scary? When you're on mushrooms.
Oh, then,
you're just like you're this just is where I am supposed to be. It's fucking 2 a.m. and you can see everything and you're
it's
just
true.
Like,
everything's so bright.
I feel at home.
Dude.
Yeah.
I'm back. Dude, this is awesome. So we've got two solid segments in the books.
Tight. So are we going to try for this?
Dude, all right. All of our fans, you guys know. In season one, it happened accidentally on episode one. Our first guest ever told us a story about how he shit himself. It was a fucking amazing, legendary story. Duddy was there when it happened. It was the manager of the Dirty Heads and some other bands. Okay. And then because he told this story, all these guests started saying, I shit myself too. And and it was like, I swear,
it
like 10 people.
Yeah.
We did live shit yourself shows last year where people would just phone in live and we did all this shit. So Joel Berg, he's got a shit story and we made a proper drop. And here we go.
All aboard. Next stop, Coopersville.
Oh, man.
Oh, we might have to work on that one a little bit.
We have
you
some
ever
poop
just
sounds.
Stop and think, like, what our lives are?
This is what we're doing with our time.
It's great. Some people ain't doing shit. So. You want my shit story
let's
now?
Let's do it.
Oh, yeah,
shit
let's do
story.
It.
All right, so it was, like, ghost skateboarding day, like, maybe 5 years ago, and I was chaperoning these kids, and we were... there was a skate shop like down on West Adams and we were skating from there to the Culver City skate park and it was hot and we were like, I was drinking beers and stuff and but I'm chaperoning these four kids. I probably shouldn't say I was drinking while I was chaperoning.
Gatorades.
Whatever. I wasn't having like water, everything. We go skateboarding day. We're done skating. We go back, we eat at Jack in the Box. And then, also I'm awful at telling these stories. But so I had been drinking, I had Jack in the Box, and I thought I had to fart, and I let it out. I had shorts on too.
Oh,
and I'm chaperoning these. I'm in charge of these kids, and so I look.
Are you in the Jack in the Box or have you?
No. So we took the train from wherever we were to Hollywood. Like we ate at the Jack in the Box by Amoeba.
Amoeba Records
in Hollywood. Yeah. Okay. Then from there we go to Echo Park where their parents are gonna pick them up.
You're meeting up with parents with shit
later. So once we're in Echo Park, we're like going down these stairs, I fart, I shit. And I look at one of the kids and I go, I just shit myself. And he goes, No, you didn't. And I go, yeah, look. And I had like, you know, it's coming down my leg. And I go, you gotta call your parents like right now, they gotta pick you up. And so they called, I left them at the Taco Bell was it like a Taco Bell KFC in Echo Park? And as I was leaving, like the kid, I had something of his in his back. I wanted to run. My ex at the time lived like a block away, thank God. But he's like, hey, my wax is in your backpack, whatever. And I had to like come back with like shit running down my legs. Oh, give him his wax.
Dude, you get the wax later, bro.
I know, yeah. So then I left to my ex's house. And she lives up like all these stairs. So I gotta like walk up the stairs.
Did you trail it up?
She told me nobody was home. So I was like, okay, cool. Like, no one's home. I'll wash my clothes. Her brother's home with his friend.
Oh,
multiple
people.
So I had to like, whatever. So I run to the shower, I take all my clothes off, I shower, I throw my clothes in the washer, and that was the story. But it was just weird to be in charge of these kids, and I was the one that like
shit your pants.
Yeah, it was a real, you know, humbling moment.
You're like, you know what? You looked in the mirror, huh? And you fucking said, "There's a skull under here." Exactly, after that, and then you went, "Let's do some changes."
And then I know these kids, fucking, I know they told the world.
Dude, young skateboard crew kid, that they're keeping a secret.
I hope you blow up so big. I hope you're the most famous comedian. And they're just like, "That dude shit his shorts."
Yeah, they will. So a year later, the main kid that was probably like the most little shit of the group that would tell everybody, he comes to the skate park. And he challenges me to a game of skate. And I felt like I was playing for my for my credibility.
Yeah.
If you shit your pants and lose him, it's over.
No. So I beat him. And then after that, I felt like I cleaned the
slate.
What if
he said, I challenge you to a game of shirt.
That's right. I already won that, bitch. Yeah.
Too late.
Yeah. Dude, love it. What a great first installment.
Woo.
Next up, Coopersville.
Oh, soak it in, everybody.
Wow, soak it in, yeah.
Soak it in.
That was a fucking great one. I love that. Yeah. Chaperoning kids, accidentally reveals the beer drinks, Jack in the Box and beer.
That's a lethal combo.
Yeah, and the heat, skating in the heat.
And then the fact that you dropped them off at a Jack in the Box.
No, you dropped them off at a perfect spot. A perfect spot to be you've got diarrhea. You were definitely not the only person in there with shit in your pants.
Not within a 10-mile radius, for sure.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I'm shitting my pants quick to the Taco Bell.
I'll fit in there.
Makes perfect sense, dude. All right. So, dude, we're moving right along.
Yeah.
Are you having a good time?
I love it. I never want this to end, but I feel like you guys are going to kick me out of here.
No. We still got one more. We still want more stories from you.
Okay.
And for the viewers, see that we're starting our show now without our guest in the studio. Last season, we had the guest in the studio. So now it's been two shows we've filmed, and both times, awkwardly, we've got to know our guest at the table, and then we had to go, "All right, can you guys go sit out on the couch out there?" We've already kicked Joel out once, and we're lucky he came back. So we won't do it again.
Well, let's do it. Let's get into
Bandcamp. Which you have a crazy, I'm sure you have a million stories, and you'd have a poop story, and we're so happy you did.
We saw pictures of you, and we're like, "That guy shits himself."
There's a man who shits himself.
You're right.
And he's also got a Bandcamp story. Let's keep it going.
Oh, and this one time at Bandcamp.
I don't know, man. I get to travel with like my best friends. So like I get, you know, Tony, Brian, Jeremiah. It's like they're like some of the funniest people in the world.
Oh, for sure.
And so, these are the other members of the Kill Tony podcast. Jeremiah is in the band with Joel, and Tony's the host.
Yeah,
and Brian's
he's the producer, sound guy. Yeah. So there's a lot of times we're laughing. Recently, we were in Ohio. Like we do these roadcasts. And Tony was saying how the highway patrol doesn't fuck around in Ohio. Like if you're getting pulled over, you're getting a ticket.
Oh, fuck.
And
that
we got pulled over during the podcast. So we got pulled over. They pulled Tony out. It was a whole
recording.
While recording. Oh, yeah, it's great. Online. Yeah, Jeremiah has a podcast called Jeremiah Wonders. So it's all on there. But they gave him a warning. We got away with it. And he was like,
"Nice. That's
the first ever warning from the Ohio State Patrol." That's not a good one. Anyway.
We got pulled over. That's like plenty of people are going to know because there's lots of bands that listen to this show.
Yeah.
I'm sure they've
And you may or may not have like, you know, substances on your person.
Yeah. If you have California plates, which you guys may have had, I don't know if you rented something.
Yeah, we got a rental. Yeah, yeah.
We had Cali plates and it's just like, woo!
Man. I had a friend, Cali plates, and he was just in a car and he was just by himself, like, I don't even know, but he was driving through Ohio and all he had on him was a pipe. No pot. He wasn't even smoking pot. It was dirty, but like it was like in his glove box under shit. He wasn't even smoking. He was just driving totally sober, just driving through the state, like. And he got pulled over and like they fucking searched his shit, found the pipe. And I forget what it was, but he got like a crazy ticket for it.
Oh, man.
It was like something. It was like a couple $1,000 fucking ticket or something stupid.
Be careful if you're going through Ohio. You'll save a few tickets by bringing this up.
So sure. I don't know, man. I just remember laughing a lot with these guys on tour. Yeah. I'm trying to think of specific stuff. One time.
It could even be something that happened on the show. I mean, I've seen you do a million fucking crazy things on the show. I mean, the show gets wild.
Yeah, I mean, just being able to, I don't know. I don't know, man. We got to hold koalas and shit in Australia. Yeah. That was dope. But,
that's
I never thought I would do that.
That's kind of scary, too.
I mean, we've been making him tell us stories the whole fucking time.
I know.
Time.
I told Daddy, I said this. I'm like, we don't need to do the band camp. We've got like a bunch of stories.
This one time, Jeremiah, He took his pants off. We always changed like together to get into character and stuff. He took them off and he had these fucking tidy whities that were so loose.
Oh, like,
we were calling them loosey gooseys.
That's not a good look.
I took a photo and it looked like the Monopoly man was like you could, people see like Jesus in a tortilla or something.
And Jeremiah is like a tall, lanky, pale white dude.
Yeah.
I can just imagine his body.
We laughed to death for like a week about his fucking underwear being like, just
all loose.
Yeah, just.
Duddy and I saw Jeremiah open up for fucking Jeff Ross at the Irvine Improv.
Yeah,
that was before I started listening to Kill Tony.
Yeah,
so when I found the podcast, I'm like, what the fuck? But I also saw him in The Wave.
Okay. Yeah.
You know that group he's in, The Wave?
Yeah,
with
yeah.
Oh, well, of course you know. Yeah. I know, but,
I got to hang out a little bit with Tony.
Okay.
He me and him were both performing on the 311 cruise. But I had that was the first time I'd heard his stand up, and I was just like, holy fuck, this guy is so funny. Yeah. And it's been fun to just like see him start to blow up since
then.
Oh,
it's crazy. Yeah, he did the Snoop Dogg roast, and then like, it's been good, man. They really built a sort of like this punk rock, like grassroots thing from they used to be up in the belly, you know, and just then we were in the main room every other Monday, and now we're there permanently. But yeah, it's been fucking crazy, man. Just even hanging out with Jeff Ross and that's been a trip, dude. Like being in the same room with some of these people, like Gilbert Gottfried. We did the Gramercy in New York last year. So just to be in the green room and hearing that voice that you hear from when you're a child, you know, it's like, it's just a trip, man. I feel super lucky, man.
That's cool.
That show, I mean, I don't know. Stand-up comedy is huge anyway right now, but your show's getting bigger and bigger. And so many of the guests are huge comedians. So every night it's like you're hanging out with someone else, but you're at the Comedy Store. It seems like everyone's there.
Yeah.
So you're like always around.
But to be able to be in those rooms, you know, everybody can go there, but when you get to hang out and also meeting them on a different level of like, you're part of the show. You're not just like saying hi or whatever. That was a trip too. How I got into that show was like my buddy Pat was the original band leader. I used to see him at open mics and he did like guitar comedy. And so I was like, hey man, I'm a drummer. If you ever want a drummer, hit me up. He hit me up. We started a band. Then he asked me to come to Kill Tony, and I was like, I went. I never had a bass drum small enough to fit in the belly. So I was at a thrift
store.
Couldn't
get up the hallway.
It was just tiny little room. Yeah. So I found one at a thrift store that was a little kid's like bass drum. I put like some good heads on it. I was like, I got one. And once I went, I was like, I love this. I'm never leaving, man. So I stayed there.
It looks like it's got to be so much fucking fun.
Yeah, you guys got to come down.
I want to come down so fucking bad.
Yeah, whatever you want, dude.
For sure, man. We definitely
watch it. And then my favorite part too is that Jeremiah, it's like the saxophone.
Yeah.
Oh. I love
how he always goes to jump off from that's my friend.
Like, no matter what song you guys are playing, Tony will sing the step back from that ledge,
it's
my friend.
Inside
over
joke.
It.
Some dude gave me like a shirt with Motorhead on it, and it says, "I wish you would step back from that ledge, my friend."
Oh,
like,
nice. Stupid,
The That's best fucking show ever. We love it.
You gotcha. It's amazing. Yeah. By the way, fucking one of my favorite characters that was very recent were the fucking Mormons.
Oh,
dude.
Thank you, man.
Oh my God. Hi, Tony. I was dying.
That means a lot.
Yeah.
Is that Jeremiah's sister? Or
no? No. That's
okay.
Our buddy,
I thought
Jesse.
It was forever.
A lot of
she
people
was killing
too.
It that night.
Jesse Johnson is a comic from Arizona, so we made friends with her like years ago.
Nice.
But anytime he's not there, I bring her in.
Nah, she was on fire. She was killing it. You guys all were that night. I was fucking dying. That was one of my favorite characters you guys came out.
That means a lot because that was like a high stress sort of show. Like, I didn't know who the secret guest was till we got there. But Tony's like, you know, when Jeremiah's not there, he's like, you got to fucking step up and be the band leader tonight. So
yeah.
I'm fucking,
you guys, nervous. You knew it. You guys were on fire
That was fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
And I've told a couple people to listen to that episode and they've all hit me up and been like, dude, that was fucking amazing.
Thanks.
Like,
that means a lot. Cause it was a high pressure situation for me. And once we came out and sort of started rolling, I was like, okay, I think
we got this. Oh, dude, please bring the Mormons back.
It's a fine line. And the thing I love is Tony will get mad. If the band's like, he'll be like, all right, when you guys
never
do
that again,
fucking hate those characters.
Oh, he hates it.
Tony is not afraid to be mean. And I'm like, I love that.
Yeah.
Cause it's like insane. You could piss off.
I love when Jeremiah just keeps like making the, like loud noises or whatever. Just stop. I want you to never do that fucking again. Yeah, never fucking again do that.
You can tell you guys are so close. You're so close that you could just be like, fucking kill yourself.
You know
now.
What's good about that is like not traveling with a bunch of yes men. Like it keeps us honest.
Oh, dude, that's the same in our band, dude. On the bus, it's just like it's everyone's
brutal.
So brutally honest with each other that it keeps you in check. Like it's awesome though. You gotta have that.
Yeah, man. It's good for stand up. Yep. When I'll have like a set that I think is pretty good and I'll get off stage and I'll still get notes. It's like, that's what you want. Yep, you don't totally. Want people going, that was funny. And
you killed it.
That was perfect. Don't change a thing. You're like,
you get off stage and you know you just had an off night and they're like, you fucking, that was your best show ever. And
fuck off.
It happens a lot. Yeah. But in bands, you're like, I know I sucked tonight.
That was off. I couldn't hit a note.
I bet with bands, you get it probably more, but just like, you know, fans or whatever, they're like, in comedy, it's a little more apparent when you do bad because the silence.
The silence.
And I guess with the band thing, too, is it's like if you have a bad night, the fans might not have even.
Yeah.
Because it's so loud and they're just having a good time and they're just dancing and they know the song, so they're enjoying it. And inside, you might be going like, fuck, I'm just having an off night, but they probably don't.
See, I'm interested in that. Like those nights where you feel like shit and you still have to go like do the thing, you know?
Yeah.
I'm still kind of, all this touring stuff is like really new to me, so I'm dealing with that. Like, if you're going through something or you got to let it go and go out there, you know?
I've definitely had some nights where I was just like feeling a little fucking either down or a little sick or just tired or just not. But man, Jared, you know, the other singer in our band, he's had some rough ones where, like, I remember one, I believe it was a 4th of July or a New Year's, and we were playing Washington, D.C., like this big festival, and he had full on food poisoning, like uncontrollable diarrhea, like uncontrollable. Like he couldn't even leave the bathroom. He couldn't. Really? It was just like, it was
just going through
all day long.
I'm sure he's
all day fucking long. Oh, dude, he'll tell you.
What do you do?
I forget who it was. Someone was there. I think even like maybe our lawyer was there, and like his wife like ran and got him like a bunch of some sort of diarrhea, you know, medicine. And he just like pounded like a whole box or drank the whole bottle or whatever it was, like right before the set. And he literally, and if you've seen the Dirty Heads, like Jared's all over the fucking stage. Like he doesn't stop moving. Like he's a great front man. And he didn't move. He was fucking dead straight in the center with his mic stand, just going, I'm just clenched. And I felt so bad for him.
That happened to Tony, Brian, and Jeremiah in Ireland. Something happened. They all got so fucking sick. I was the only one that didn't really get it as bad as them. I had like some stomach cramps, but we had to fly from Dublin to Manchester the next day. And they were like, they thought
this
they were dying.
Recently.
Yeah, they should have probably gone to the hospital.
They said something.
Yeah, it was like, in Manchester.
You're like, shit, let's see what happens.
And Tony's like, you know, they'll quarantine your ass like over there, I guess. So he was like, be cool. Don't tell anybody. Tell them you're a nervous flyer. This happens to you, whatever. Brian's puking into like a Ziploc secretly on the plane. And they're just like, they're dead, man. So they did the show that night. Tony wasn't going to say anything, but towards the end of the show, he's like, man, we're out, dude.
It's one thing to go play in a band when you're not feeling good, but to go, here, go be funny.
Go be funny. Yeah. Go be happy.
Fucking be
funny
hilarious.
Dude, yeah. Because, like, if I'm feeling bad, like, luckily for me, it's like sometimes I'm just playing guitar. Yeah. I could even just kind of dip back into the shadows.
Yeah.
Sit there.
For sure.
Like,
yeah.
Yep.
You know, do what I want to do.
Yeah. And he's got to control the whole ship. You know, it was fucking, that was a rough. I felt so bad for them in the airport. Yeah. Like, they were, you know, I'm trying to help them through it. And it was awful, dude.
See you guys.
You never know.
It
you never
happens.
Know.
Yeah.
You
everyone's
had
human.
Shit
everyone's
story.
Human. It's funny. So this is what another thing for Jared, because he always says that, man, like, even Beyonce gets diarrhea, man.
Yeah.
Oh,
even Beyonce gets diarrhea.
I
want to
hear those
it's
stories.
It's just like, you know, it's like, dude, we're
wait
all,
she's on this
we're
puck.
All fucking human beings. Like, dude,
that would
you
be
never
a
know
get.
If someone's fucking having an off show, or maybe they actually have to cancel the show. You never know why. We're all humans, and it could be for something catastrophic.
They say Beyonce canceled a string of shows due to exhaustion. She was on the toilet.
Yeah, nah, she was
even
on the
Beyonce
route to poop, Poopersville.
Imagine if we did get Beyonce on the show. Ain't happening. But imagine we're like, it's a little something we do on the show.
have you ever
shit yourself? And okay.
Oh.
Here you go, Beyonce.
Okay. Let's go ahead and hit
that. Ready for that.
Before
right.
we
outro?
Outro it, anything you want to plug? Anything coming up?
We'll plug it on the outro. Right. Plug nice. Everything.
Hell yeah. Let's see.
He's looking at his phone, everybody.
I had to bring him up.
We'll put all your links
like
and shit up.
Yeah.
So the number one thing is at Mostly Sorry on Instagram. I put everything up there. But we go to San Antonio on the 9th. Then we're in Houston on the 10th at the Secret Group. We go to Calgary, Alberta, January 23rd. And we go to JFL Northwest, Vancouver, Canada, February 21st. But all my shit I put on my Instagram. So
hell yeah! And one more time, that was at mostly sorry at Instagram. Sorry. Go check it out.
And we're gonna put all of that. So just go below. It'll all be tagged right there. Go follow Joel Berg.
That's right.
Joel Jimenez.
That's right. Thank you guys again for tuning in. Thank you always to Surf Roots TV. You can watch us Wednesday nights at 9 p.m. on Surf Roots TV. Also, thanks to Cutlass Brand. Go over to cutlassbrand.com. You put in code FEELINGGOOD. You get 20% off your order. You cannot beat it. And once again, if you're listening and you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and give us a rating, leave us a comment, and tell some friends so we can keep this show going for you guys. Thank you, Joel Jimenez, for coming in.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
We're so fucking stoked.
Have you ever been scared?
Everybody watch Kill Tony.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. LeafHome.com/water.